Director Gina Bevan joined the Citizens Complaint Office a year ago. I spoke with her by phone, and she says much of her focus has been on getting the word out and educating people about their rights.
We have them take away with them our business cards and a brochure. It's called Know Your Rights. It's published by the ACLU, and it's, you know your rights if you're stopped, you know, it's Know Your Rights information for immigrants, and we reduced it to wallet size. We've had several citizens call us and tell us, oh my God, it worked.
Bevan shared a recent experience and says knowing your rights and being able to speak up without fear is critical.
May 31st of 2020, I help out the election board. And so I worked the polls, worked 12 hours that day. I didn't know that the mayor had issued a curfew. So I'm tired. I'm hungry. There's a Panda Express. Well, they were open. I go in the Panda Express. When two young officers came into the Panda Express and basically just very snarky and nasty, telling us that we needed to leave. They came in there, hey, you need to do this. I mean, talking just really rough. I turned to the officer and I actually said, I said, you may want to be careful how you're speaking to us. And then I identified myself. Lo and behold, both of them, their whole expressions changed right before our eyes. Now they wanted to explain to us why they wanted us to go home.
Bevan says the work towards police accountability is a process.
I call it just chipping away. We're just slowly chipping away. That is our mission. We listen. That's probably the most important thing that we do. We listen. And we let them know up front that we will be fair and impartial.
I asked Bevan to walk me through the process by which someone files a complaint.
Before the pandemic, we allowed walk-ins. You know, the complainants could just walk in. They could call in, or they can send us an email. Then the next step, set up an interview with the complainant. In the office, we try to gather as much preliminary information as far as witnesses, documents. We record their interview, and then we have a transcriptionist, and she transcribes the recording because by law, the complaint has to be written. It has to be written, signed, and notarized, and then we send that to Internal Affairs to be investigated.
After the investigation, the complaint is sent back to the board. The board will review the complaint and vote on the findings. That could lead to officer discipline or exoneration. Bevan says there's a lack of awareness about the office and the process.
Probably the number one comment that we hear is, oh, I didn't know you were here. And I actually have to say that in the year that I have been in this role, I have really prioritized getting the awareness out to the public. So we focus on community events. It's been working, I have to say.
But much of that work stopped when the pandemic hit.
Since the pandemic, we have had very few, maybe five complaints against the police, okay? And none of those came during the protest when, you know, things started erupted. Now, we've received lots of inquiries. And during normal times, we get more inquiries than anything because we follow up all leads. And so those that we do convert to formal complaints, probably half of those do not come back for whatever reason. And that's a mystery to us. And we know that there's a lot of fear to get involved with the police. Some people think that we're actually a part of IMPD. We're always explaining, you know, that we are an independent agency in the true sense of the word of civilian oversight.